Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Hello. Is it
is
me
it
you're
me
looking
for?
Yo, what up? This
What's
is
up? What's
Big
going
Brandon,
on?
Brother B. The menu, y'all. The menu. We back up in the house this week. What up? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We on it.
Yeah,
we
man.
On it.
Yeah, what's up, Red? What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Day off. Chilling.
Day off. Yeah, you
know, I'm excited about my my other show that's you know on here now. The dead keep on walking. It don't stop.
Wait. How many more? Yo, you know I've not watched. Of course, Big Red is an avid Walking Dead fan. And,
right, ride or die to the end.
And I haven't caught any of the season.
Mm.
None.
Mm.
I'm so behind. They're on the second show now.
Like you really behind because the season is done. They on the next show already. The Fear the Walking Dead. There's a whole two shows going on here. You
All right. First of all, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Don't even ask me about that. I don't even remember what season. I think I left off in the second or maybe third season.
Tuck, gosh.
When they were on
gosh.
At the end with the beach, with the beach.
Oh yeah,
now,
you
I know with the
way
boat,
behind.
With the boat. With the
yeah,
boat. With
you,
the
yeah.
boat. When homeboy was a when my homeboy was beefing with people on the boat and he was trying
yeah,
to go
yeah,
somewhere.
You, yeah, you
that,
way and, behind.
Then some white cats. They went to go meet. To go
mm-hmm.
save them, took over the boat. That's. I think that was the last episode I saw.
Yeah. You did. Please, ain't a whole new thing going on now.
I'm sure. I probably need like a week to just catch up because I'm behind on Stranger Things.
I haven't watched that show.
I'm behind. You know, the first season was good. I'm behind
okay.
on Gotham.
Okay.
I'm so behind on Gotham.
Well, don't feel bad. I just watched She's Gotta Have It and the other show, Dear White People. I just watched those two, and those came out months ago, and I just finished watching those two. Those are pretty good. Those are really good.
I haven't seen none of those.
Yeah, those are good.
Neither one of those. I haven't seen Atlanta.
Oh,
I have
man.
Not seen.
You don't know what you're missing
seen,
with that.
Yo, I'm so, yo, I don't, yo, man, I don't know. I haven't seen that. Yo, this is too much going on right now.
Yeah, but you have to catch up all this stuff in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to catch it. Like, yo, first of all, you ever watch Designated Survivor?
The who?
Designated Survivor. With Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
That's a good-ass
no.
show. That's a good-ass show.
Kiefer Sutherland. Oh, the Sutherland family.
Yeah.
Oh, you know his father's on the show. You know his father's on the show called. Oh my God, I think it's called Greed. I think it's called or something like that.
I didn't know what you're talking about. It's Donald Sutherland. He's on some show.
That,
I forgot what the name of it.
Getty family or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to catch up on right now. It's really a lot. And then,
yeah.
Yes, I don't know if I'm the only black person in America, maybe a couple of sprinkles, but no, I've still not have seen Black Panther yet.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
have
that.
It. I still,
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
And it's coming on demand, so I'll wait for that.
I'm just going to buy the DVD or something. I don't know, man. I hope somebody don't be like, oh, we can't listen to this show no more. He ain't see Black Panther. But anyway.
I haven't seen it. It's going to be on demand, so I'm going to pre-order it. So this way, when they fully come out, I'll be able to watch it. So, they got Infinity War coming. I'm like, listen, what, I got to watch all the damn Marvel movies in order to understand? Listen, I ain't got time for that.
Yo. You can't miss. Listen, I would have to watch Black Panther. I also got to see the Spider-Man, the two Spider-Mans that they did already.
Yeah, but I heard they're not even going to put him in Infinity War. He's not even in that.
Yeah, but I still got to see it before watching Infinity Wars. Because if I watch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, it's like this. That's just watch. It's like watching the first season of The Walking Dead and then watching the third season, skipping the second.
Oh, yeah, true.
you can't do that. You can't see, like, you got to, especially with comic books, with the whole Marvel thing, because everything is so intertwined.
Yeah.
You have to watch because you might miss something.
Miss something, yep.
Because they put a piece of something in another movie. And you know what I'm saying? It's part of the build-up.
Yeah, that gets on my nerves.
Yeah, so you have to. So I have to watch that. I have to watch it. So, yeah. It's just a lot right now.
It's a lot you got to cover.
Yeah, too much ground. So, once again, it is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen, with your hosts, Big Red and Brother B.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMental. The guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Greetings and salutations once again. How y'all doing? Yeah.
How y'all be?
Yeah, how y'all be? When I work, I work nights, and there's always some interesting thing going on for some reason at night. I don't know why, but it's sometimes
because the freeze come out at night. That's why.
Yeah, I guess so, because I think these maybe should start, like, staying in, because I just don't understand. So
cram to understand, right?
Yeah, I really do. Like, all right, this may not sound correct. This may not sound correct.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the top 10, one of those do's and don'ts from last week. But I have to address it again, because I don't understand why people do it. Listen, why, if you're out, why drink to the point where you are not aware of what planet you're even on?
They're trying to kill the pain.
Kill what pain? Listen, the pain's been dead. The pain probably been dead like 3 or 4 drinks ago. Yo, I saw, like, I didn't, like, you know what? I've occasionally listened to like death metal, like that real hardcore, rock music. I've listened to that before.
Mm-hmm.
I know it can get you in, but I saw a situation where I saw someone fighting the air. And I didn't hear any of the music, like any of that death metal music behind. I just saw them, like, fighting. And I was like, and I'm
Did
looking
have,
for somebody.
Yeah,
I'm looking
an
for somebody. No. 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 Listen, they were obviously inebriated. Obviously. Or maybe it could have been something else. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, it looked like this individual was fighting 30 people and throwing punches all over the place. But wait a minute. There was nobody around. There's nobody around. Everybody that was around was on the other side of the street or just getting away from the person because he was just swinging so wildly. So once again, I was like, well, maybe he's listening to death metal or something, with some of that hardcore stuff, and he's just dancing to it or whatever. Like, because, you know, sometimes they be throwing punches when they listen to that stuff. But, yo, I rolled down the window in the car, and I didn't hear none of that. I didn't hear any music at all.
Oh, Lord.
I listen.
Oh, listen. My God.
People, please. You know, you still have to get home. And, I mean, just looking at the dude, I was wondering, how is he going to get home like that? Because if he gets in the car and then he starts fighting, like, the cab driver is going to kick him out. He's going to get, like, what are you? Are you going to start punching the cab driver in the head or something like that? Like, I just didn't quite understand it. Like, yo, don't drink to the point where you're not in control anymore or even aware.
Like,
that's
like something else.
Yo. No, because, listen, I was in an area where there was a lot of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, it's just the weird stuff you see. The thing, when you look at people, it's like a science project, a science experiment sometimes. When you look at people when they're intoxicated and you see them, like somebody carrying them, and, hey, I love you, man. I just wanted to tell you I love you. I love your mom.
I love you.
I love your dad. Yeah, I love you, man. I love your sister. Thanks for you always looking out for me. Like, why do I get so sentimental when they be drunk? The sentimental
it's
drunk.
It's that liquor. The liquor. It's the liquor. Whatever, you know, get you nice. And but you know, you have different types of, you know, drunk. So you have different type of people. Like, you know, not all of them say I love you. Some of them want to fight. Like that person,
yeah.
That person. Some of them be on some fight mode. Some of them are angry. Some of them are real sexual because they want to have sex with everybody, men, women, dog, cat. They, you know. You got some people that they get crazy, honey. They get crazy. They get real crazy.
I've been noticing it's really extra, and
yeah, they get crazy.
I'm just wondering. Like, to me, I kind of get scared because I don't want them to, like, I'd start driving by real slow because he could have just started fighting and then ran into the street.
Right, right.
And, you know what I'm saying? And maybe he's punching on the car or something like that. Like, yo, I don't know. I don't know what your angle is, buddy. but. I can't quite get that.
What is your malfunction?
Definitely. And the whole thing with the sentiments and, you know, I love you, I hate you, and, you know, it's kind of crazy.
You might start humping on the
like,
car, who knows?
No, please don't do that. don't hump on anything of mine.
Humping on the damn car.
Yeah, please don't have any of mine. So apparently 420 just went by. You know, 420 is the day where everybody supposedly goes out. Well, a lot of people just go out and feel it's a reason to go smoke weed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all good. You know, I guess until you got to go to work the next day and your employer's slipping you a paper saying, I want you to go do a drug test.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know about that. I don't partake in that anyway. It don't matter to me, so.
I wait until I retire. Like, I have to wait till I retire to want to do that. Like, when I don't have a job or I just own my own business.
Right.
I'm just going to do, like, I'm going to roll me a fat one, pass it around, and lay back, hypnotize to the Funky Sam.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, yeah, I'm retired, damn it. I can do what I want.
Right.
But what's crazy,
unless you
have
one of those jobs that they don't, you know, they don't do that. You know, some people have jobs, they don't even, you know, they don't do no drug testing unless they have a reason to do it. Like, if they know that your behavior is erratic, you know, people's behavior is erratic or they act a certain way, maybe they might do it. But
I will say,
you know, you got some people that don't, you know, they don't, you know, they participate and they do have jobs, but, you know, their job just doesn't, you know, they don't have to worry about those type of things, which is, you know, good on their part.
True. True, but my thing is this. To me, weed is not a drug until marijuana is not a drug until you start adding extra stuff into it. Then you make it
right.
a drug. See, because it's a plant. You can't call a plant a drug. The same thing with the poppy and you know, the opium and stuff
opium.
Like that and the coca leaf. All of, all of that stuff, those are plants. You technically can't call them drugs until you start taking it into a process. And then you start putting other stuff into it. Then
well,
you can call it.
You're right.
Then you can call it a drug. But if you're growing weed and marijuana in your house and you just break off a leaf and just light it on fire and the smoke is rolling with crusher, whatever the hell you're going to do with it, and smoke it, it to me is not a narcotic because you didn't do any extras. You didn't add anything to make you higher or whatever to preserve it. You didn't add anything. But that's
right.
just in my opinion. Because, like I said, I don't see how you can call, you can't call a plant a drug.
Well, you know how that started, it being called a drug. You know where that, you know, kind of started from. You know, when we do something, it's always a drug. But, wasn't they doing that back in the days? And I'm talking about, like, you know, some of the back in the 1800s. Wasn't they doing it back
what
then?
What do you think was in them peace pipes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Peace pipes or...
What was in the peace pipes?
You know...
You think just tobacco? You think just tobacco was in there?
I think, you know, wasn't it that... What was that stuff that they used to do back in, like, the 1800s? I think it was 1800s. They used to take... It used to be in a little tin, and they take a little bit, and they sniff it up. They know...
Snuff
or whatever
snuff,
they call it.
Yeah, snuff. It was supposed to be some type of tobacco or something, but they could have had marijuana too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but unless it's a piece of tissue on my finger, ain't nothing going on my damn nose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting any, no. I mean, listen, to each his own, but like, that's just me. But putting something up in. That snuffing thing, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that's about. But, I guess I'm late. Happy 420 day to everybody who celebrated 420, even though it's like 420, what is it, 423 now?
423, yeah.
So, 423 now? Yeah, I'm 3 days late. I'm sorry, I'm a couple days late. But, all good. Yeah, I mean, listen, I've never heard of people wilding out off of marijuana. Like, I've never heard somebody, some people have bad trips. Now, I've heard of that before, and I've actually seen that before, but I've never heard anybody, like, turn around, like, going to stick up a 7-Eleven for all their potato chips or stuff like that. Like, I've never heard of that.
Well, that's all they want munchies afterwards anyway, so...
Yeah, either that or they just fall asleep or just laugh themselves until their rib cage hurt. So, I've never really heard of that. But in any event, like I said, man, there's just a lot of weird stuff going on in the world today, you know. And,
today and every year.
Just be easy when you're out in the streets, man, because, law enforcement out there is to enforce the law, and when you break the law, they're gonna do whatever they have to do to either make their quota or make sure you have a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we all know that sometimes it's not always business as usual. Sometimes it's personal. Sometimes you have these cats. Some cats. With badges that want to turn around and, you know, they get revenge because they mad because somebody used to snatch their lunch or, you know, beat them up in the playground. So they get a little older, they get some status. Yeah, stuff them in the locker. So they get older, they get these jobs and they start working out a little bit and, you know, they think they tougher than leather. Listen, I'll say it like this. The true nature of a coward is always going to show itself. A badge and a group of people behind you don't make you braver.
Right.
All it does is really make you a follower. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's interesting to me how, you know, we get into the thing of, you know, color. And when we see some of these law enforcement agencies, they have other little, like, groups within, like Coalition for the Blacks, Coalition for the Spanish, Coalition for the Italians, and I'm like, you know, it's like you want to put on this act like you're all together, but at the same time, you're a house divided. And don't think that someone isn't paying attention to that. And a lot of things don't have to be the way it is, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, not all, listen, I will always say it's these bad ones that make it bad, good ones. But there are some good cops out there. There's a lot of good cops, cops out there, you know, police officers, people in law enforcement in general, and I've worked alongside and met a few and know some personally, and, man, I pray for them. You know, I hope it's not a situation, it's ever a situation where they have to absorb the blow for somebody else's bullshit.
Right, exactly. Yep. Unfortunately, hope not.
You know. So, with that being said, on with the show.
The menu
gang, Blog Talk Radio, it's popping. So, R. Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, you know what? You couldn't say nothing bad about R. Kelly in the 90s. Because what? It was R. Kelly and who? What was the group that he had with R. Kelly and...
Public Announcement.
Yeah, okay. R. Kelly and Public Announcement. All right. You know, and then it just went to R. Kelly. I don't know why, but it just went to R. Kelly. But it was all good. I mean, listen, the man makes good music. I mean, he has a string of hits and all this and that. But, okay, people seem to get – we kind of got a little – it was a question mark. When
a
him
big
and
one.
The Aaliyah – yeah, well, big question mark with him and the Aaliyah thing went down. Now, you know, may she rest in peace. Aaliyah was an R&B singer, to those who don't know, that, you know, passed away in a plane crash. Many years ago. You remember what year?
Was it 99? I think it was 99.
99?
Wait, I'm going to...
Okay.
Let me make sure of that. Because I think it was 99. But I want to make sure of that.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Big Red is doing research. Everyone stand by. Un momento.
Coming up right now. Un momento.
Yeah, un momento.
Oh, actually, it was August 25th, 2001.
Okay, 2001.
In Marsh
right.
Harbor, Bahamas, she was doing. She had a video.
Yeah, you know, definitely a great, great singer,
Yes.
You know, well respected. She is missed because you know I just wanted to, you know, every dude had a crush on Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
Like every dude I crush on Leah. But you know what I'm saying? She's just like in between looking good and she seemed just so natural. Like she seemed like the type of person you just sit down and be like, yo, let's play Uno. And she like, oh, bet. And then like, you know what I'm saying? Like she just seemed pure.
Right.
And, you know, she was definitely something that R&B needed. And I'm glad that we had the chance to have her and listen to her.
Right.
But
absolutely.
she, I guess her mentor at that, you know, that the individual that brought her out was R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And I think there was, like, a big age gap between the two of them at the time. Now,
yeah, a real big one. She was a teenager.
Yeah, and, you know, rumors are rumors. It is what it is. But, you know, sometimes I wonder why, and I just got to say it, in our community, we turn a blind eye or we just turn our head to certain things. We'll look like we'll cover our eyes, but then we'll open the fingers so that we can kind of like stare at the space, like the space in between one of the fingers to still see what's going on. But the shake on our head like, like that ain't, you know, that ain't good. But yet, some of us want to point fingers at other people. You can't do that. You can't do that. So, once again, it was a little suspect with R. Kelly then. And we just kind of found it interesting how, you know, he was professing his love for Aaliyah, and this is a grown-ass man, and she's a teenager, and...
Yep.
Yeah, like, it wasn't cool. But once again, we continued to listen to R. Kelly. Can listen to R. Kelly's man who has two daughters. Two daughters now.
Yes.
Continue to listen to R. Kelly. Now, once again, throughout this conversation, no one is judging R. Kelly. I mean, hey, it's to each his own. But what this is really about is the fact of pointing the finger, throwing shade, and calling a spade a spade. It is now 2018. And with that being said, R. Kelly went through a trial for dealing with a minor. There apparently was a video that came, you know, that kind of surfaced with him peeing on this minor, which just resulted in, like, all types of jokes. Like, comedians just ran wild with it, especially Dave Chappelle. But
yeah. That he was like the brunt of every, you know, it's sad because everybody, it was the, it's really not something to joke about, but then
no,
it, you know, he was at the brunt of everybody's, you know, jokes. It was like he was a joke now, but you know, even after that incident, people were still supporting him and listening to him.
And see, all right, that's the part that kind of gets me. So, the man went through a trial, and, you know, all right, listen, I don't care what, listen, we dudes out there, we all get, you know, kind of sidelined, sidetracked. We can possibly be bamboozled when it comes down to, you know, because, I mean, listen, the stuff they put in the food, makeup, you know, some of these young girls be looking like they of age.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl that we saw, she didn't look of age. And it was kind of obvious that she wasn't of age. And this dude who said it wasn't him, it was somebody that looked like him, but either way, he was videotaping himself, or somebody was videotaping him, peeing on this girl. Okay, listen. Girl talk. I'm surprised that he is either still walking or he is still amongst the living.
Right.
Because any man that really cares about his daughter, his child in general, but as a daughter, that's not going down like that. Like, it's certain
right.
things you just can't allow. And for and the thing that gets me is, like, for this man to have daughters of his own, and I believe he was married at the time. I don't know if he's still married now.
No, heck no. He ain't married to that lady.
I mean, really, you pissing, you messing with underage girls, you peeing on kids. I mean, listen, I guess I see why Jay-Z, you know, what was that album? Because they were supposed to continue working with each other, but they did after Best of Both Worlds.
Yeah,
he was like, "Yo, I'm out." Yeah, they did the album. Him and Jay-Z, R. Kelly and Jay-Z did the album, Best of Both Worlds, and then that was it.
Right.
And
right.
It was a hot album.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They didn't continue. They just parted ways, and, you know, it's not like Jay-Z.
Nobody really knew why.
You know why. Well, I mean, listen, you pissing on kids. I wouldn't mess with you either.
Right.
I mean, come on, somewhere along the line, somebody knew what was going on. Somebody knew
something.
Yeah,
and you know what? I even think that the young lady, her parents, they may even knew. Somebody had to know, but you know the sad thing about with you know the whole celebrity thing, sometimes they pay these people off, or you know their publicists or whoever, they will pay these people off to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
Or just say, well, I'll give you this amount of money if you don't, you know, if you don't say nothing, or if you just admit to maybe saying that you were consenting to that happening. It's like a thin line with that.
I mean, it's true. And
there's a very thin line with that.
Yeah, because
now, looked young, but they're saying that she was underage. Now, once again, now how underage are we talking? I don't think, was she like 16 or something like that, or 15 or
16? Yeah, I think that's what they were saying at the time, 15 or 16 years old.
So, you know, it's just like a real thin line, because then they could say, well, she consented to it. Well, she's underage. She can consent to it, but that don't mean...
She's a minor.
She's a minor still, exactly.
Yeah, you can't consent to anything if you're a minor. Like, a minor is basically not control of their own...
Right,
you know,
yeah,
mental,
like...
...mental or personal situation. You still,
just,
you know, that's why I say it's a minor. You're under parental control.
Well, it's so much red tape. Like, it's so much red tape, and then when you take... You know, it may be somebody... You know, I don't know how it actually went down, but they could have been like, well, we'll pay you this if you don't, you know, testify, if you don't say nothing, if you just say, you know. So that's like a very, you know, thin line with that, especially, you know, dealing with celebrities and stuff like that.
Well, okay. As of late, apparently, you know, R. Kelly's lawyer, publicist, and longtime assistant have all just like bounced on them.
Oh yeah.
They just was like, yeah, they're just like, nah.
Because they're like, apparently, enough is
enough. Yeah, because apparently there's some documentary. It's a BBC documentary called R. Kelly, Sex, Girls, and Videotapes.
Mm.
Yo, listen. Check this out. You know, I understand, you know, sometimes you just want to be a little freaky deaky. You want to record stuff so you can play it back and watch it later and all this and that. But you understand something. We live in certain times, very different times, where I don't know how many people actually pay attention to when you start installing apps on your phone. But some of these apps ask for permission
to view your photos.
Yeah, to view your photos, your video, your telephone numbers, all of that stuff. So you can't say nothing, or you can't say anything when you're giving away your privacy. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you're consenting to your privacy being given away when you install and accept the terms of some of these apps.
Yeah.
Now, you have to be careful, because you could be videotaping something and one of these apps could, just get access to your video or your phone numbers or whatever, and next thing you know, you're a YouTube star.
Right, or, yep, exactly. Exactly.
I get it.
You know, those celebrities with the pictures.
Yeah, I listen. I get it. Like I said, some people just want to be freaky diggy. Then you want to look at it later and be like, oh, yeah, I was digging that. Oh, you was riding again. Listen, it's all good. But when it lands on somebody's computer or something else, I mean,
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, that's when shit hits the fan. Yeah, that's when shit hits the fan. So you really got to be careful. And see, in his position, I don't know why he would be going around doing videos or taking these videos. Like, all right, once again.
Or dealing with underage
like
girls. Harry, you was married. You're married, dog. Like, what are you doing? Like,
man. Yo, listen, I may be his, listen, maybe his girl was too old. Maybe his wife is too old.
So then he could have divorced and got somebody else.
Listen.
Divorce her and get somebody else if that was the case.
Yeah, well, in certain states, you can't marry a minor. You can't do
no,
that.
I don't mean no like that young. I'm saying get somebody that maybe in their 20s, somebody that's legal, not no young girl. You know, like, I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, all right, my thing is this. Why are we still supporting this dude? Let's just get down to the facts of this. Like, let's just go in. And like I said, this is not, nobody's hating on R. Kelly. You know, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, the dude has some issues. Some people would see it as he don't have issues, but I do feel that he do have issues. Because if you're going to be peeing on a minor or you're going to be dealing with underage girls and stuff like that, listen, in our society nowadays, there's certain things that are not acceptable, and what you're doing is just not cool, especially for a person that has a daughter. Like I said, he has daughters of his own. So
right.
Would you want a man doing the same thing to your daughters? Oh, come on now. Call of 5891 on the menu. Vroom, vroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, sorry,
y'all. I was just taking a piss.
Oh, K-Dog. Yo, stop it, man. You nasty. Stop it. Yeah, well,
listen.
I hope it was in the toilet.
It was in the toilet, man, because, you
oh,
know,
yeah, thank
it was
God
in the
that.
Toilet.
Yeah,
you know,
because
it was in the
toilet. Someplace else, I had to hang up on
there's
you.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my what's goodness, up, man. Good. Hey, what's going on, brother? What's going on, Big Red?
What's up?
Goodness gracious. R. Kelly. Man, listen. Say what you want about that man's scandal, but listening to his music is scandal proof. I mean, any real friend of R. Kelly shouldn't let that rumor stop him because you would have seen it coming like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And remember,
Dave Chappelle
got rich off of it, but... All right, Brother B, go ahead, man.
Well, listen. There's a few songs... Like, I hate to point somebody else out. Like, people are going to get mad at me. Luckily, I guess the majority... You know what I'm saying? You know, it's interesting how some women want to talk about, oh, no one speaks up for us, and this, that, and the third. Yo, most of the listeners on this show are male. So, ladies, if you have something to say, if you want to get your point across, or if you feel like you're not being heard, maybe you need to, you know, chime into the menu so you can, you know, you got a voice too. But, all right, what was that song by Keith Sweat?
Which
where
one?
He came off, oh, man, yeah. Well, he started off saying, you may be young, but you're ready.
A right and a wrong way to love yeah. somebody.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. Oh, all right, listen. Listen, man. Certain signs were just there. We just chose to kind of like, it's a great song. You know, it's a hot song. But, yo, real talk.
It's
like, there was a couple of times R. Kelly said some interesting things in his music, but we just
kind of
brushed it off. Like, you know, well, maybe he didn't write that line or maybe something else happened. Listen. It's obvious, you know, given the things that he's been doing, he wrote that line.
Well, listen, I've seen that kind of that freakiness from what video was? I think it was the Honey Love video, and he had a leotard on, And, like, you could see where, you know, because all the guys wore the big pants. So he had the tight leotard on going into the pants. So, you know, that's some type of thing that you got to snap together. And he probably had all his behind hanging out in the back. Like, you know, that man was into some crazy stuff. Oh, that man is into some crazy stuff.
Everybody, in the industry, it was known that R. Kelly was kind of like a nasty pervert. I mean, listen, let's start with the story about the Pied Piper. What happened to the Pied Piper when he lured those children? Those children were never seen again. Now, he calls himself the Pied Piper.
Really? That's
what
happened?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't remember. Wait.
No, he's talking about the original story, the fable.
Yeah.
Really?
Of the Pied Piper.
Ooh.
Yeah, I never knew that.
I never knew that.
I never really liked that story of the Pied Piper.
Now
I got to read it.
Now,
R. Kelly called himself the Pied Piper of R&B, and that, you know, how I first knew about this, craziness.
K-Dog, you trying to tell me that this man labeled himself after some, I thought the Pied Piper was for the rats. Like, I thought he was.
Oh, because he was saying
flute.
Good or something like that. That's what I thought it was about.
Yeah, he played the flute for them, and then they would never, he lured them out of town. Now, he calls himself the Pied Piper. Now, R. Kelly, everybody, you know, practically a lot of people in the industry knew about his crazy, his nasty thing for young girls. Now, all of this was being said. Now, when the story first broke in, what was it, 2002, it was on the Wendy Williams show. And now, a lot of people say, oh, Wendy Williams likes to gossip. But then, Wendy Williams did something on the radio that I never heard her do before. This woman started crying on the air, talking about R. Kelly's a pig, when he was zooming these young girls. And check this out. Here I am going to the barbershop, and this dude said, yo, I got the tape about the R. Kelly tape. And I'm like, and my barber goes, word, the R. Kelly tape. And buys it from the dude, pops it in, and let me tell y'all something. You did not hear the sound of a clipper. You didn't hear no scissors. All of us were watching on tape, watching the TV screen. And man, let me tell you, we watched a large amount of it, but then one of the guys said, yo, I got a daughter, man. Turn it off, because
was it R. Kelly?
Wow.
Yes, it was R. Kelly. I mean,
that's what a lot of people were saying when they seen it. Because just like you said, it was like they were selling it. And that's another bad thing.
Because
they were selling that like it was like one of them, you know, like you selling a nice movie or something. Like, you don't sell stuff like that.
It was selling like hotcakes. And it's like, man, I can't even describe the things that I was like, damn, man. I'm like, yo, that dude is nasty. And I, you know, listening to his, you know, you didn't want to hear R. Kelly no more after that, because
I'm like, damn, yo,
how you going to do something like that with kids, man? I mean, kids, young girls. And you know what was nasty about it? These girls, some of them, how could I describe it? Like, the sad thing about it, those girls looked like they were just, you know, physically coming into womanhood, and you know, you see this dude doing some nastiness, and I'm like, yo, dude, are you serious?
And somebody was recording this, or he was recording it himself?
I think he probably had the tapes. He probably had the camera set up.
Set up
a certain way, because some of the things he was doing, I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, yo, you nasty. Yo, what the hell?
And then remember, it wasn't no camera. You know, the funny thing about it, remember back then, it wasn't nobody didn't have camera. You know, it was no camera phones or camera report.
Right.
You know, the phone recorders, everything was on, you know, camcorded.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
And so, how does this stuff, my thing is, how does this damn stuff get out?
Somebody
leaked it.
Because word has it that a lot of people in the industry saw the tape. And let me tell you, as you noticed a lot of artists were trying to stay the hell away from R. Kelly after that. when that.
But yeah, like we were talking
out.
Earlier with Jay-Z, like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z
just
yeah,
kind of like, nah, we good. I'm good.
Nah, yo, stick.
Somebody
stay away
had
from
to
leave.
Somebody had to get like. Maybe one, like I said, maybe it was one of the girls that was this. Somebody leaked that tape out and maybe showed it around, or they got it from somewhere, because that's the only way they could get it. They had to get it from the horse's mouth. They had to get it from him.
And, man, let me tell you, that tape was selling on the streets like hot tape.
Yep,
everybody
exactly.
Was, a lot of
people. Well, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that, too. I remember when, where was I somewhere and somebody was like, oh, I got the R. Kelly tape. I'm like, what? Who the hell is selling that to you? Like, why would somebody sell that to you?
That's it.
And why would you buy it?
And you know what's funny? I was lucky I didn't buy it because I didn't want to see that. After what we saw in the barbershop, this dude said, yo, turn that off, man. We got kids. I'm like, damn, man. I got a niece. And I'm like, yo, that.
Exactly. But you know, the funny thing is, just like Brother B said, now, after all of that, guess what? People were still, remember the Trapped in the Closet? People were
But allow me to bring up an interesting fact. And you know, pardon me if I'm bringing
the
race card,
right?
But there's something else that you guys got to look at. What if the young girls on that tape that he was doing it with, remember, these were some black teenagers. What if they were white teenagers? Would the story be different?
Listen, that dude would have been toast. He would have been toast. R. Kelly wouldn't have been able to sing. He wouldn't have been able to sing in the shower no more. And if it was, Sing Sing or one of these penitentiaries.
But you know what's so funny? I had seen a post. Somebody had put a post up like that. They was like, if the girls were the young white girls, would it have been, would they have made a big deal would things have been different?
Have been
or would people still be supporting them?
You would never hear an R. Kelly song on the radio ever again. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see his record
Prime example. Most of those women that accused Bill Cosby of all that stuff, a lot of them are white.
Yep.
Yeah, and look what they're doing to him.
And
they took away a lot of things.
Listen, they knocked down his statue at Disney. They took away his degrees. They changed whatever his name was on, whatever building that the
Cosby was on.
TV
for a long time.
They took off the Cosby show. Yep, he couldn't make no money. So of course, if R. Kelly was doing it to some white girls it just wouldn't be like he would have been done.
His career would have been over.
Well, they did the same thing. Yeah. They did the same thing to MJ. That kid was white, or the kid, or two or three of them kids was white that supposedly did. And what they do? They shut down Neverland. They destroyed his whole life, and they know that was his life. I really felt that one.
But you know what was crazy? I think after he passed away, wasn't it a situation where either the father of one of the kids killed himself?
Yeah, one of the kids. Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, like then the truth comes out. That they were lying,
right?
But see, you know what I find, but what I find interesting is not to like jump off topic. What I find interesting is it's okay to like everybody seems to not have a problem when the truth comes out after the fact. Nobody starts beefing. Nobody starts saying anything. And I don't understand why after Michael Jackson passed on, and all of a sudden people want to start coming out. Oh, Mike never did this, or this never happened, or this person
still
guilty and they killed him. So
well,
exactly, because everybody was too busy trying, and to just destroy him while he was alive. Now the thing with R. Kelly is I don't see why our community still supports him. I don't see why black people still support him. But that goes to show you what's wrong. Because as much as our people want to scream justice about certain things, look at the injustice that's being done to our own, especially our youth, our girls, our little girls, by this dude right here. Like you can't throw stones at a glass house, because if there's a white guy out there being a pedophile, oh, that's disgusting. Oh, this, that, and the third. You
but it's
can't
R.
Think,
Kelly.
No. But it's R. Kelly. You'd be like, oh, your body's calling me.
Yeah,
you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to call a spade a spade. They can't. You see, then you wonder why somebody puts a double standard against you, because you turn around and put out the double standard against someone else.
But see,
you
can't
exactly
do that. Right. But just like I said, but that's the thing. Just like you said, if that happened to other, you know, if it was somebody white and they did that, it'd be outrage and it wouldn't be such a joke. But the thing is, they made a mockery about that situation. They made a whole mockery about it. Just like you said, Dave Chappelle got paid off for that. I mean, you have to make light.
Yeah.
My thing is, you can make light of certain things, but to me personally, I don't think something like that should have been made light of, because just like you said, you have, you know, we all, you know, you have a mother, you have an aunt, you got sisters, you got nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying, you got nephews, you got daughters, and like I said, you wouldn't want to see a video, and you turn on a video, and your mama laying there, and R. Kelly peeing on somebody, peeing on, like, you wouldn't want to sit there and watch that. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying, it was made a joke, but then that's what I'm saying. It's like, our people made a mockery out of that. So now it's not taken seriously now. So it's just like, oh, that's just R. Kelly. That's just how he is. But then guess what? In the black families, that's what they do. Oh, that's just how so-and-so is. Oh, you can leave her with Uncle so-and-so, knowing damn well you know Uncle so-and-so got a problem with his hands and anything else on his body. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Yeah, well,
you don't do that.
No, and we shouldn't. Listen, we should not allow. There's certain things we should just not allow. Like, just because another culture or another group of people do it, it doesn't mean that we have to do it. But I notice there's a lot of times that we have become imitators of somebody, you know what I'm saying, of someone else's bad habit. And
because
I don't want to hear the
excuses.
The slavery and we've been oppressed and this, that, and that. No, it ain't no
excuse. It's 2018. It's 2018, and we shouldn't be bringing up these excuses, because time and time again, you know, we always bring up, oh, this and this and this, but wouldn't it make you a better person knowing the history of your people? But instead of that, this is the problem that we have, Brother B and Big Red. And Brother B, you and I spoke about this with these fake black teachers out there, poisoning the minds of the young people to have them make excuses for their blackness. And, you know, in the case of R. Kelly, I mean, people are making excuses. Oh, but he apologized. I'm like, there's no apology. Come on, man. You're pissing on young girls. I mean, what apology is there?
He should have went and got some help.
Well,
he know he had an issue. He shouldn't. His people should have been like, yo, bro, you need help.
Because if you have a thing for young girls, I mean, think about it. Like Brother B said earlier, like, would you trust, okay, if you knew someone in your family or knew somebody who had that problem, who you knew couldn't keep his hands off of the children, would you leave your daughter with that person? Hell no.
Hell no.
Exactly.
And the parents of those girls in the video, they didn't help none, because oh, this is R. Kelly. He's going to make my daughter a star, but yet you don't see what he's doing to your daughter?
Exactly.
You didn't know that he was doing all of that?
But
and it still continues, man. It continues to this day.
Yeah, because didn't he just get, like, he got in trouble for, what was it, a couple of months back? He had the whole sex slave house going on there. Well, he had somebody hot and
going. Now,
like,
yeah.
What kind of...
Now, was that real, or was that actually something real, or that was just like
it was real
fake news?
No, I think I read. Was it TMZ? It was somebody. I read it offline that he had a young girl supposedly captured in the house. But that wasn't.
Yeah, he had a young girl.
Like
what
18.
Captured?
Yeah,
yeah.
Was she like 18 or something? I think she was a little older.
Was she a bobcat? She's a bobcat or something? What you mean captured?
Nah, she was staying in the house, man.
She was staying in
the
house
with
him, and supposedly he wasn't letting her leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I can't condone. I mean, after the first time I heard it, like I said, I got nieces. know what I'm saying? I got a daughter. After the first time I heard it, I was just like, yo, I was done with R. Kelly. I was like really,
yeah,
really done with that dude.
I can't.
You know what? I can't condone or support that, because like if it was my daughter, like black people would just hate me because I would have had to break something on them. Like someone had to go down. Like that's my kid. You know
someone
what I'm saying?
Has to
certain people just don't do life, and you just don't mess with people's kids. You don't mess with the
kids. But
I gotta throw this in there. You know what I find so interesting? Everybody want to be tough, talk tough, do this and all this stuff. But one thing I noticed that a lot of people's favorite movie seems to be Scarface, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what
yeah.
did Tony Montana say in the movie? No women, no kids.
Yep.
You don't mess with them and you don't mess with kids. Yo, listen, as gangster as he may have been in that movie, his role, there was still a code.
Yeah.
There was still a code. Nowadays, there's
no code
anymore. And that's a big-ass problem. Like, anything goes. It's like a steel cage match. Whatever you grab, is you can beat them with. Like, everything is everything. And I think, like, that should be a no-no. Like, R. Kelly should not be getting played any place knowing that he's pissing on little girls, especially young black girls. In our community.
And mind you,
I don't know about
you see his videos, he got kids in the video, girls, boys. He got, you know, I think that was something that was just, that's something that's in him. And like I said, I think he needs help. And nobody's getting him any help. Or nobody's telling him, like I said, somebody should sit him down and be like, yo, bro, you need help.
Well, he doesn't think he need help because he R. Kelly. And he, you know, he probably said that's a part of my creative process for having a young girl sit on your lap. Well, then, yeah, your creative process needs to be stopped.
Right, like you need help because something is obviously wrong with you. Listen, Kirk Franklin went and got help. Didn't he have some type of sex addiction or something like that?
He had a porn addiction.
Yeah, porn. Well, yeah, that's what. Well, still, he went and got help for it. Yeah, admitted to it and got help. That's the first step. You admitted to it, go get some help. But you know, like really, R. Kelly, like really, all the money you got, and you don't think that you need to sit down and talk to somebody about what's going on with you?
Because then if you do that, then you admit that there's a problem.
Unbelievable.
And once you acknowledge the problem, once you acknowledge it, then people can look at you, oh, so you do have a problem. So you are a pedophile.
Yeah.
And see, that's the whole thing. Like, everybody's trying to dance around the word, but you can't. He's a pedophile.
Exactly. Absolutely. But you know what's so funny? About 2 months ago, He just did a show at it was somewhere that he just did a show like about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this summer he gonna be out there in the park somewhere in Queens because that's where he was last summer.
Yeah, hide your kids. You know what that means? Hide your kids.
That's right. Hide the kids.
Why do we not say anything?
I don't know.
Why
do
we not say anything?
Embarrassment?
No, but you know what it is?
Embarrassment? I didn't touch
the
somebody's
problem
kid.
Is,
I didn't do it.
The problem is it was tolerated because nobody made a big deal out of it. People were joking about it. I'm like, again, the jokes were coming in talking about, oh, well, you see my little girl. I'm like, hey, and it, when I saw the video, man, I was like, man, you know, I didn't want to hear none of his songs because all I could picture was, I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, oh.
Right, and then you listening to the songs and you listening to what he's saying in the songs. It's just like, what? Half on a baby? What? You peeing on somebody? What do you mean half on a baby? What? How you put?
Exactly. And that's why Dave Chappelle, and I give him a lot of credit for it because Dave Chappelle made a joke about it. Dave Chappelle said, look, anybody who listens to his music won't let that rumor stop him because he would have seen it coming like I did. Or when he went up and said, yo, that R. Kelly, he mad at me. Nah, I ain't serious, man. He's just mad. Talk about how you going to make a video about peeing on people. He's like, well, why you made a video about peeing on people,
right? Exactly.
You getting
like,
mad at me.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He put himself in a position to be ridiculed. And I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I just, like I said, I just wanted to, you know, speak about that briefly and leave it at that, because he's not the whole topic for tonight. All I can
say
is, brother, get you some help. You know, God be with you, because you need some type of assistance, because seeing our kids in, you know, like you're a pedophile. Capturing like bobcats or something. Listen, you're a pedophile. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Basically.
Like I'm not condoning anybody. Listen, if they're not 18 and up, if they're not of consenting age, dude, you know what I'm saying? Just leave it alone. That's to anybody. And I don't care who don't like it. Because yo, once again, there are men out here who love their nieces, their daughters, their sisters. And you can find yourself at the end of somebody else's barrel, knife, or find your ass, or somebody will find you floating somewhere. And I'm going to say it, for fucking with their kids or their loved ones.
For real, nah.
So
someone
you
could
take
die
that,
for that.
Exactly. Take that how you want to take that, but shit is real in the field. And for you to elude yourself to the fact that it can't happen to you, yeah, okay. On with the next topic. History. How some are trying to reshape it. So I was on Facebook the other day, because that's seen. I try to avoid news, but it seemed like the news is always someplace. So someone had posted, apparently there was what's the word I'm looking for? Well, there's a known printing press, some place that they put out this book. They put out a book, a history book for the school kids. And apparently, and I remember hearing this sometime last year, where the book said that slaves migrated to America for work.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So
there's a problem. A serious problem.
A big one.
Wow. Slaves migrated to America? Why weren't they forced here against their will in chains? Damn.
Yeah. I'm kind of at a loss for words, but I've got to try and find some. You know what? Why the hell people feel the need to start changing the narrative? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you did, but because social media is so big right now, and everybody's been big for a little while and sharing information, certain things are starting to come to light. Certain truths are coming out, and apparently you don't like it. So I don't know who made the decision to sit there and say that, oh, we need to change the books to say that slaves migrated to America to look for work.
To save face.
Okay.
So this way they wouldn't have to explain it. They don't have to explain it. It's an easier way to explain it. Instead of making it complicated, they want to make it simple. Okay, well, they came over here for work. They migrated, just like you said, they migrated here for work. That's easier to explain. Don't that sound easier to explain than to actually tell children what happened? Because then you go opening up a whole other nutshell. So now you got to explain why they were enslaved, why they were robbed from their land. Why, you know, then you got to explain that.
Okay, well, see, this is how dumb. And I'm going to say this, I want everybody to listen. I want everybody to listen. This is how dumb they think you as a parent is, you as an adult is, and how dumb they think your children are. So
exactly. They
said in the book, it says slaves migrated to America. All right, the definition of a slave is a person who is the legal property of another and is forced to obey them. So with that being said, you're trying to tell me someone's a slave. Their master allowed them to come to this country and work for what?
Nothing.
See, you see how you see how backwards this sounds, and the whole thing is how do you know what I'm saying? How do you print that? So you're trying to tell me a person that is someone else's legal property was allowed to cross seas and come to this country to get hung, shot, sexually abused, killed, mutilated, burnt, forced to work for nothing. Given scraps, because they weren't paid. Slaves were not paid. See, that's the whole thing. Slaves are not paid. So how could someone migrate here
to work?
To look for work.
To look for
that's
work.
That's what I'm
right.
saying.
And work. And I'm gonna look this up too. So the definition of work. And the definition of work is activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose of result. So, and it even says he was tired, to use the word in the sentence, he was tired after a day's work in the fields. But once again, what was the result of it? What was the result of it for the slaves? If they came here looking for work, working in the field, what did they get?
Exactly.
Nothing. They weren't getting paid.
Exactly.
Yeah, got a whip. That's what they got. The whip. They got whipped.
They said something. They got hung, or they got. You know what I'm saying? The women were raped.
And they got lashed.
Women were raped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, men were
lashed.
Raped.
And all types of stuff. And not to mention the fact that during that time, that families were separated. They broke up families. I mean, mother, father.
Yep.
Okay, dog.
Yeah.
Say though, they migrated over here to look for work.
Ain't that
so how
something?
How could they be broken up? Why would they be broken up or get broken up if they migrated over here? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all ass backwards. But once again, everybody's so focused on some goddamn Starbucks, but you need to be looking in these goddamn books that these kids, our kids.
Brother B, the sad thing is,
come on, man.
Is that we have become... we have become slaves ourselves. And slaves to what? We're becoming more slaves to social media day by day. We're becoming slaves to trash television. We're sitting there watching Love and Hip Hop, basketball-wise, all this trash TV. We're sitting there going, putting our businesses all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the whole nine. We don't read no more, man. We don't read no more. And the sad part about it is that we as a people are so divided. You know, the division is there. There's no unity. And you have these, again, like Brother B, I remember we spoke about this one time on the phone, about fake black leaders, these fake black teachers who are sitting there not teaching anything good, but making you have an excuse for being black. You understand? And that's the sad part about
it. Yeah. I mean, I don't, once again, you know what, I'm just going to come out and say it. This is why the Caucasians, those when I say those Caucasians, I'm talking about the ones that don't like us. Because
exactly.
Not all white. Not all white.
No, I'm not
going to
say all.
Issues with us. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to say. The only reason why I'm not using the word racist because it kind of doesn't cover what I'm about to say. But those Caucasians who feel that we shouldn't advance, we shouldn't be here, we shouldn't be a part of the system, those ones right there are the ones that put this that okay this type of stuff in the books, but we don't say anything.
Right.
We don't do nothing against them, but we'll be quick to shoot another black man, a black woman, or we'll be quick to go say something slick to one of these white people out here that don't have a problem with black people at all. Like, you know what?
Yep.
Sometimes there are certain battles you just can't pick and choose. Sometimes the battles or the wars will pick you. And the thing is, just like I have to go back to the Starbucks thing. You know, you can stand in front of Starbucks. I'm going to still go to Starbucks. I'm going to get me a frappe if I want one.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to, you know what? The Starbucks Starbucks didn't do anything to me. That person, that manager, who had an issue with either two men who weren't listening to what she said or just two black men in general. You know what I'm saying? And then when the police showed up on us, nobody's saying anything about the Philadelphia police. But see, they were wrong too. But you just want to attack Starbucks. Listen, stop it. Stop
me
it.
Me looking at
stop
the real problem out there.
Pick,
you know
pick your battles.
Real,
that's basically
problems.
What it is. Pick your battles.
Stephon Clark.
Exactly.
Sandra Bland. Anton
Nobody's
Sterling. Like, you know
up.
What I'm saying? The list goes up. Exactly. No one's fighting for them. But yet you want to nitpick on the BS. Stop it. With that stuff that they're putting in these books and giving to these kids are screwing up their heads. Because, yo, you can't okay slavery. You can't make it sound like it's all right, but that's what they're doing. Listen, why? You know what? Then they wonder why some kids don't, especially our kids, black kids, don't excel in school. Because all you're telling them is that they were slaves. All you're doing is telling them that in history books they were considered three-fourths of a human being.
They use slavery as an excuse to be comfortable, like I said, quote-unquote comfortable, where they are. They don't want to go to school. They sit there and they make, and you know what's sad about it? And that's what's brainwashing them, because you have these teachers out there that are the racists who are teaching these children, oh, that you were slaves. And then guess what? They're going to say, oh, I can't be anything because, you know, I was a slave. Now, look, I'm going to.
It's part of the mental conditioning.
You know what's sad about it? Black people are still slaves to this day. And you know what? We still have that slave mentality over and over again. The same thing we do. We are always making up excuses. Look at what we do to our own neighborhood.
Oh, wait a minute.
Look
wait,
hey,
dog. Not only that, but if we don't make up excuses, we go to church and we pray. And we expect the Most High and the universe to just take it all away. That's what we expect. We keep expecting someone else. We point the finger at someone else to help us out instead of us helping ourselves.
Oh, well, we could go into that because remember 8 years of President Obama? Oh, he didn't do nothing for black people. That's all I kept hearing.
He wasn't supposed to.
Right.
He was supposed to do something for everybody. He wasn't supposed to just exclusively, you know, start handing out Newports and Shell Top. You know what I'm saying?
And
giving out free stuff and free programs and free this just for black people. That wasn't his job. So to all you assholes that seem to think that Obama was supposed to do something just for black people, you're stupid.
Exactly.
But see now we don't hear them. We don't hear those same people. Because now we have someone in office who's strictly doing stuff for himself, and then his
strictly don't give a damn about us.
Exactly. But I don't hear anybody beefing, and I see the token Negroes jumping up saying, "Oh well, yeah, he's this that." Listen, I'm not gonna lie. Donald Trump was okay when he was not in office. I could talk. Who's breathing like Darth Vader?
Like Darth Vader?
That noise. I hear some noise in the background. I just heard some noise.
Oh,
it sounded like somebody was Darth Vader. But anyway, I just don't hear anyone stepping up to the plate. Our so-called leaders and stuff like that. Nobody's stepping up to the plate to say anything. Like I said, this whole thing with changing the what's going on in the history books. And see, that's just one part of it. We don't know what else is being changed. Just like it went from regular math to Common Core math. Common Core for what? What's the difference?
Right.
How many years
we've all been doing it one way?
That's what I'm saying.
But you know why all this stuff is changing? Because they know what has been. They know who's having children or who's having the children. They know this next generation or this generation that's having children. They know that they're not paying attention. They know, just like K-Dawg said, they are into social media and loving hip-hop, and they know that's where their focus is, Drake and all that trap music and all. They know that's where their focus is. So guess what? Those are the ones that have these millennials. they're having children now. Remember, they're the ones that's having the 2 and 3 year olds getting ready to get, you know, 5 and 6 year olds that's getting ready to head into school if they ain't in school already. So you know what? Now we can change it because you know what? They're not paying attention. And guess what? Their parents ain't going to tell them, the real thing. Now, like I said, now us, the grandparents, will tell our children, we're going to tell our children, and hopefully they'll listen enough to tell the children, but they know half of them not even listening to us anymore. Because remember, we're old school. Oh, no, that you old school, Ma. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. When I tell you about gentrification and how your neighborhood is changing right in front of your eyeballs and you don't want to hear that because, you know, oh, they got a this, that, and the other. Now, yeah, you think they didn't change that for you or they didn't put that there for you, or Whole Foods. They didn't put that Whole Foods there for you. They put that Whole Foods there because they about to come swinging our neighborhoods. But guess what? You can't go in their neighborhood and go live in their neighborhood. So, of course, they're going to change the curriculum because they know they're not paying attention.
Yep. We don't realize
they know they
it.
Are not paying attention. They know it.
Mm-hmm. They blind
them. Let's catch it now. They said, let's catch it now while the little 2-3 year olds is 2 and 3 years old. So by the time they get about 6, 7, or 8, we can let them know, oh, they migrated from Africa to here. They're going to say, oh, they migrated. Not they got captured and, no, they're going to tell them they migrated.
That they were here in chains and brought against their will. And also thrown off the ships, but no one mentions that, do they?
Oh, no.
Well, I understand how once again, they so conveniently want to rewrite their history because they know that they were wrong. They know what they did was wrong, and they'll never apologize for it.
Oh, no.
They'll never apologize for it.
Oh, no, they never going to apologize for that.
But once again, I don't accept any BS from our own people either, who choose not to stay on top of it. Like, all right, the Negro Act of 1740, the Comprehensive Negro Act of 1740 passed in South Carolina, made it illegal for slaves to move abroad, assemble in groups, raise food, earn money, and learn to write English, though reading was not prescribed. Additionally, owners were permitted to kill rebellious slaves if necessary.
Nobody mentions that in history, and everybody fails to mention that. But then after, you know, they do everything to hide our history. That is why I say this again. It is up to us as a people to put in what is, as parents, you know, get the knowledge. Don't get the knowledge from the wrong people. Get the knowledge. Go to the library. Do some research. Stop reading books. Stop listening to people who turn there and telling you there's an excuse for being black. Stop listening to people who talk about, oh, well, the white supremacy. All that is trash and garbage. Let's focus on ourselves. Like Marcus Garvey said, up your mighty race, you can accomplish what you will.
Sure, because my thing is this. All right, one thing I got to say, and you know what? Yeah, this may sound harsh, but you know, Brother B really don't give a fuck. But anyway, so if you know, it's like this. If you know that, if I know you don't like me, or you know that I don't like you, what do you do? You not mess with me, right? Or I don't mess with you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay then. So wait a minute. If like, all right, prime example, and I got to go back to it because it's the most recent event, the Starbucks thing. If I would have went in there and I would have said, yo, is it possible I use the bathroom? And the person said, no, because this happened before. Oh, you know, the bathroom is for paying customers. Okay, no problem. Now, if there was an issue about me sitting down waiting for somebody, you know what I would have did? I would have stepped out, and I would have came back. And then I probably would have ordered something and then be like, you know what? Nah, I don't even want that shit. I'm leaving. I'm going to Burger King down the block. Okay. I'm gonna be an asshole about it. But see, the whole thing is this, you know. Jokes aside, why should I mess with you? If I know you don't like me, why should I talk to you? Just like they have white privilege. Listen, there's Spanish privilege. There's black privilege. Listen, there's only one race, and that's the human race. Everybody
exactly.
else is just a nationality. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is this: we too busy concerned with nationalities and all these flags. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a flag,
But there's no flag for humanity.
Nope.
So everybody got a flag. Everybody got some, but there's no flag for humanity because we're too busy being divided. Listen, I don't give a damn about no white privilege. I don't give a damn about anybody's privilege. I'm just trying to do me, Jack. I ain't worried about you. But my whole thing is this. If you don't like me, then, y'all, I don't need to spend my money where you're at. Soon as you show me attitude, no problem. You know what? One day I went into a store. And, yeah, I have to say it. This white lady was talking to this white guy. And I was just standing there because I wanted a cup of coffee, but she just felt that the conversation was more important. So I walked out. After waiting there for 2 minutes and she didn't do it, I walked out. See, some people would want to say, oh, excuse me. No. Now, listen, you want to talk, you go ahead and talk. Because my $1.25 can go someplace else.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. You absolutely right about that.
The fact is, I don't have to stand there listening to this.
I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to walk away because you know what? First of all, there's no need for no attitude. There's no need for an exchange or anything. If you're letting me know that, listen, you're there to do business. Somebody walk in, I'm standing there, you're busy talking. You don't want to acknowledge the fact that I'm standing there quiet. I'm not saying anything. I'm not interrupting your conversation, but you know I'm there. And you don't want to acknowledge me? Listen, I'll go someplace else.
And that's
maybe your coffee wasn't good. Maybe your coffee wasn't good anyway.
Right.
But see, that's what makes this thing so crazy because it's just like, why do I have to, just like you said, you're doing business. I shouldn't have to acknowledge or I have to apologize for or even like make you, you know, acknowledge that I'm there. I'm a person. I'm a human being. My money spends just like any other person that comes into the store. My money spends the same way. So why do you have to give me an attitude of I'm asking you for a particular thing? Like, I went into Popeye's one day in the area where I live at, and, you know, it wasn't a white person, but this was an Indian, you know, Indian young lady. And I told her, I told her, when I ordered my food, I want fresh French fries, because that day I was just in the mood for some French fries. I really don't get their fries. So I told her, I said, can you make sure that they make me fresh French fries? She pointed, oh, there's French fries there. I said, no, I want fresh ones. I said, those look like they've been sitting there for a while. She started giving, like, kind of attitude and kind of rolling her eyes and everything. And I told her, I said, listen, I'm spending my money here. If I ask for something, you're supposed to give it. Then imagine, oh, what is
exactly.
I said, sir. I said, let me explain something to you. I said, you better let her know. I said, she didn't have to give me attitude because I asked her for fresh French fries. I said, those look like they were sitting there. I'm spending my money in your restaurant. So he had to kind of
Well, first of all, I'm gonna probably tell you what was on her mind. Huh. Listen, Negro, what are you doing asking me for fresh French fries?
Exactly.
What are you doing asking me for fresh French fries? You're used to eating all this other greasy, nasty ass food, and you want fresh French fries?
Right,
you want
exactly.
grease on your fry with your potatoes? No, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Listen.
Yeah, exactly. I know that's what she was thinking. That's why I got at her like that, because I know that's what she was thinking.
Listen, you know what? Like I said, I already know you don't like me, and it's okay. You don't have to pretend, because I'm not going to pretend to like you. I'm just not going to fuck with you. Like I said, I walked in the store. I stood there for about 2 minutes. She didn't want to stop a conversation. I walked right out and got coffee someplace else. Maybe it just wasn't meant for me to have any coffee or anything from that establishment. Maybe her coffee wasn't good. Maybe she was going to do something to her. I don't know. I don't care. But the whole thing is this. Don't complain about shit going wrong for you or your people, and then you're turning around and you're patronizing. You know what I'm saying? These same people that are telling you F you to your face. Stop doing it.
Stop
and not only that, but also as a people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to turn this to a black thing, because this is not what the menu is about. But, you know what I'm saying? Once again, I got to call a spade, because it's a conversation. Stop looking for the conversation. Stop. Stop thinking that it's okay to just always pop off and mouth off. Because you know what? Guess what? All they got to do is go to a phone and press 3 digits. And trust me,
yep.
the
those cops
and your
are coming
draft.
And your
say those
draft.
Magic words. I'm in fear of my life.
And you know what?
That's
and
it.
Unfortunately, we as a people, and I said this yesterday. I was talking to my barber about this. He said, "Listen, when you are approached by a police officer, number one, if you know you did nothing wrong, stay calm. Don't wild out. Don't do nothing because that's what they expect you to do. And you know what? That gives them an excuse to pull out a gun and shoot you and say, oh, I was afraid for my life because you decided to go. And I'm not blaming anybody for what happens to us as black victims, but you understand what I'm saying when I say calm down, chill out.
Yeah, stop popping off because, you know what I'm saying, everything doesn't deserve a response. Somebody told me that a long time ago, and I'm starting to learn that myself. But when it comes to them, see, the whole thing is they come on the scene, they automatically want control. They automatically think that they're right. Some of them are not coming there thinking about the rules and protocols and procedures. So don't assume just because it's their job. Because, see, everybody, a lot of people have jobs, but everybody don't do their job correctly. So that's no different between what they do and what I do or what you do. Because we don't always do our job to the specifics, but we get the job done. And that's the same way they see it.
And that's
so the whole thing is, so as soon as they walk up on the scene and they see, oh, some of them may see, oh, we got some Negroes here. They're expecting you to get all emotionally charged, and then some of you just give it to them. You give them the argument. You give them the problem, and they don't want to deal with it. So what are they going to do? They're going to be like, all right, you can talk about this at the precinct, and you can get the process and this, that, and that.
Right.
Because it's nothing to them. It's nothing to them. It's paperwork. They get to sit down and they get paid by that. They get paid for it.
Yep.
So
that's why you're sitting in there so long and you're just sitting there because they can pay for that.
Exactly. So there's no reason to give them the argument. There's no reason to give them the problem. Just leave it alone. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Listen, we got bigger fish to fry. Like I said,
that's
these
right.
history books, somebody really need, we need to start, like, really paying
read
attention to this whole situation with these history books and what they're telling these kids in school nowadays and what they're telling
add
about
not
slavery
written.
And,
That's why add what's not written in the history book, whatever it is that's not written, like, hey, Cleopatra was white. No, she wasn't. She was the queen of Egypt. Remember, Egypt is in Africa. Boom.
That's right.
Listen, first of all, we all know a white person. We all know somebody white. I've never seen a white person be able to endure that much sun. There ain't no trees in the desert.
Nope.
It may be, it's maybe a tree one here for miles, one of them cactuses or something like that, but there ain't no trees in the desert. Like trees that we have out here. So there ain't no shade.
Yep.
So I've never seen a white person not change color in extreme sun. So for you to say that Cleopatra was white, she must have been a real dark white person.
Well, that's what they want. You know, they want, that's what they've been trying to put. Like, look, when they do the movies, every time they do a movie with something and that has to do with the Bible or Egypt or whatever, everybody that's cast in the movie is white. When did, like, we know, and this is stemming from years ago, not even just these newer ones that they made. Okay, let's talk about the Ten Commandments. Okay?
Yep.
There was not one black face in that one. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. That's why
all I
can say is we got less than 90 seconds left. Like, yo, everybody just needs to stop with the fuckery. From R. Kelly to the educational system, just stop.
It's all.
You know what I'm saying?
Stuff.
Like. Once again, if I know you don't like me and I don't like you because you don't like me, we can agree to disagree all day long.
Right, just leave
you know
me
what I'm
alone.
Saying? But exactly. But see, we need to learn to start leaving people alone instead of looking to make a voice someplace where no voice is going to be heard. They're not listening, so stop trying to make them listen.
True.
So on that note, K Dog, Big Red, thank you.
No problem.
We're gonna be episode of the absolute truth tomorrow night at 10:30.
That's right.
And we won't be on next Sunday because Big Red gonna go tiptoe through the tulips. So we'll be on the Sunday after.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're so silly.
We'll catch y'all in 2 weeks.
Oh, man, we're going to catch y'all. Peace out, y'all.
All right.
All right, man. Everybody have a good night.
Later, okay,
y'all.
Later.
Later.
Later.